On one occasion, while the crowd was pressing in on Jesus to hear the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, and he saw two boats by the lake, but the fishermen had gone out to them and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, which was Simon's, he asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people from the boat. And when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out in the deep and let down your nets for a catch." And Simon answered, "Master, we toiled all night and took nothing, but at your word I will let down the nets." And when they had done this, they enclosed a large number of fish, and their nets were breaking. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both the boats, so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he and all who were with him and were astonished at the catch of fish that they had taken, and so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will be catching men." And when they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him. There endeth the reading of God's word.
Thanks, Paulette. When I've been speaking here in recent weeks, I've been speaking about Jesus being good news for everyone from the Gospel of Luke. And today I want to ask all of us a simple question. Will you follow Jesus? Will you follow Jesus? In the story just read to us, Jesus astounds Simon Peter and his friends with this miraculous catch of fish. They suddenly realize that Jesus is no ordinary man. He is the Son of God, they realize. He is a special one who's been sent by God to rescue and save people from sin, eternal death, and hell. And Simon falls to his knees in front of Jesus. He's aware that he's in the presence of God himself, the presence of Jesus. And Simon is overwhelmed with his own sinfulness, with the mistakes and the mess that he's made of his life. And he feels totally unworthy in the presence of Jesus. And he says to Jesus, "Go away from me. You are the Lord. You are God. I am just a sinful, dirty, disgusting man." But the wonderful truth is that Jesus doesn't leave Simon, does he? He doesn't reject Simon as a dirty, disgusting, sinful man. Jesus speaks kindly to Simon. He tells Simon not to be afraid, not to be afraid in the presence of God himself. Jesus reaches out to sinful, dirty, disgusting Simon. And Jesus calls Simon to follow him. He commissions Simon to be a catcher of men, to be an evangelist. How does Simon respond to Jesus' acceptance of him? We read, Simon and his friends left everything and followed him. Jesus. And we know, many of us will know, that this dirty, disgusting, sinful Simon became Simon Peter, the leader of the 12 disciples, the founder of Jesus' church, the preacher on the day of Pentecost, the evangelist who took the good news of Jesus to the first Gentiles, non-Jews, the writer who wrote two of the greatest letters in the New Testament. And it tells us that Jesus accepts dirty, disgusting, sinful men and women. He has the power to forgive, to cleanse from all sin. He has the power to totally transform our lives and turn us into men and women who can turn the world upside down for Jesus. Praise God. Jesus is the only one who can forgive sin. He is the only one who can give new life. He is the only one who can save and rescue sinners. Jesus is the only one who died and rose again. Jesus is the only one who can give his resurrection power over death and hell to others. Jesus is the only one who can get people into heaven. And the only way Simon and his friends could be forgiven, the only way they could be saved and rescued, the only way that they could have eternal life was to give their old lives up their old lives and follow Jesus. They left everything and followed Jesus. And that's why I ask you today, will you follow Jesus? Forget about the people who are sitting around you. Will you follow Jesus? Will you give up your old life and follow Jesus? If you do, you'll spend eternity in heaven, paradise with Jesus. Or will you choose to go your own way and spend eternity in hell, eternally separated from Jesus? But I want to ask another question to everyone today as well. Have you stopped following Jesus? Have you stopped following Jesus? You know, one of the saddest verses in the Bible says, many turned back and stopped following Jesus. John 6, verse 66. Why did they stop following Jesus? Because Jesus has started to tell them about suffering. He told them that he himself was going to suffer and die on the cross. Jesus told them that following him involved denying yourself, making sacrifices, facing suffering and maybe persecution. Following Jesus is not an easy ride. It's not an easy ride. And people didn't like that, so they stopped following Jesus. Have you stopped following Jesus? You might still come to church, or you might still come to church occasionally, but have you stopped following Jesus? And the question is, are you still worshiping Jesus? Are you still reading his word? Are you still praying? Are you still seeking his will for your life? Are you still serving him? Are you still sharing Jesus with others? Are you still prepared to obey Jesus and to deny yourself and to suffer for Jesus? Or has it become just too hard, too inconvenient, too sacrificial to follow Jesus? How have you coped with COVID? Well, speaking not only to the people here at St. Stephen's, but those who are watching on the live stream as well, and those at Spittle Hill. Have you coped with COVID? Has your inconvenience, has your suffering, has the suffering of maybe loved ones caused you to turn back from following Jesus? You know, national statistics say that up to 30% of Christians have not reconnected with church since COVID. That's amazing, isn't it? 30% of Christians. Some have stopped completely worshipping Jesus. Some have stopped following Jesus. There are people who were regularly attending Rock Christian Center before the pandemic. Now they're not attending any church. They're not watching the live streams. They don't want to be contacted, maybe. They may have stopped following Jesus altogether. And that is very sad, isn't it? Praise God. There's others who've started following Jesus during the pandemic. Others have reconnected with Jesus and are following Jesus far more now than they were before the pandemic. Praise God. But my question is, what about you? Will you follow Jesus? If you were once following Jesus, have you stopped following Jesus? Just because you come to church doesn't mean to say that you're following Jesus. I went to church as a child and a teenager because I had to, not because I wanted to, I had to. And I went all those years long before I actually became a Christian and started following Jesus myself. Jesus is inviting you to start following him today. And if you used to follow Jesus, he's inviting you to reconnect with him today, to start your journey again of following Jesus. If you've wandered off the path, Jesus invites you to get back on track, to get back to following Jesus today, so your eternal destiny will be heaven and not hell. I just want to finish with an illustration from my own life. When I was at Sixth Form College, which you'll appreciate was an eternity ago, I realize actually it's 45 years since I was at Sixth Form College. That's a bit scary. When I was at Sixth Form College, my best friend was Craig. And Craig and his friends were experienced, in fact, almost expert rock climbers. And several times they took me, a complete novice, up to the Ogwen Valley in Wales to go rock climbing. And they took me hundreds of meters up what seemed to me to be sheer rock faces. And I used to be able to look down and you could see the cars, and they were like matchbox toy cars going underneath. You know, it was so high up, you're looking down. We try not to look down, in actual fact, but that's what it seemed to be. It was really scary. And, you know, when I was climbing with my friend Craig, I always climbed last. My friend Craig used to say, "Watch me. Follow my route. Watch every handhold and every foothold that I take." And he would very skillfully go up the sheer rock face, and he would be putting in rope anchors as he went up. They're called carabiners in the rock, until he found a ledge. And then he would belay me, he would call me to follow him up this rock face. And usually I couldn't see him. He disappeared over onto the ledge, and he was belaying me with the rope there. Some of you may have done rock climbing. You know what it's a bit like. And he was keeping my rope taut in case I fell off, basically. And I would try to follow him, and I would use the same handholds and footholds he used. And, you know, he would be shouting down encouragement from up above. I couldn't see him, but I could hear his words of encouragement coming from above. And instructions: go this way, go that way. This, you'll find there's a handhold just up there, and you can reach for that. And I would go up hundreds of meters up a rock face like that. And all the time I was following him, trying to follow each handhold and foothold. Sometimes I would see a route that looked easier. I was thinking, why did he go up that bit? That looks really hard. And so I would try that other route. But the problem is I would find that the handholds and the footholds would soon run out. And the only way was to retrace my steps and go back to the route and follow his route up, because he knew best. At any time, I could have decided to go my own way. I could have chosen to detach my harness from the rope and try a bit of free climbing without any ropes. But I can assure you it would have ended in disaster and death. Sometimes it was stressful and exhausting. Sometimes my arms and legs would be literally physically shaking with the stress and the exhaustion of trying to hold on to a rock. If you've ever done rock climbing, you'll know what it's like, trying to hold on to these tiny handholds hanging on to it for dear life. Sometimes it was really challenging. Sometimes it was difficult. But Craig would be up there above me shouting encouragement, shouting directions. And if I looked down, I would be shaking with fear. But I just kept on following the route that Craig had gone before. And I would make it up to the next ledge. And I can tell you the joy and the exhilaration when you reach the top. Fantastic. How many of you have ever done rock climbing? A few of you, yeah, wonderful. A few proud hands gone up there. The exhilaration of reaching the top. You could unhook, I could unhook my harness, I could take off my helmet, I could massage my shaking limbs, I could enjoy a drink, I could admire the view, and it was just wonderful. And there was a real sense of achievement, a real sense of celebration. And I want to tell you, I'm still climbing today. I'm following Jesus. I'm a bit old for rock climbing. Well, probably I'm not old, but I'm not fit enough for rock climbing anyway. I haven't reached the top yet. Tom Shaw and Pat Fox have reached the top. And they are enjoying the incredible view when you get to the top. For those who don't know, they're two dear saints who've passed away recently, members of this church. I'm still climbing. Most of the time, I can't see Jesus. But I'm following the route he took. He's shouting encouragement to me from above. He's calling out instructions when I'm not sure which route to take. His anchors, the anchors he's placed in the rock, are totally firm and secure. And he's belaying me up on that rope. He's keeping my rope tight. He will not let me fall, praise God. Eh? When I reach the top, what celebration, what exhilaration, what a beautiful view, what it will be to rest my aching limbs and weary body in eternal rest, and to be forever with the Jesus that I've followed all these years, to hear his words of celebration, well done, you did it, good and faithful servant. Will you follow Jesus? Start climbing with Jesus today. If you want to start following Jesus today, I'd encourage you. Or if you want to restart following Jesus, let's just close our eyes for a moment. If you want to start following Jesus today, or you want to restart following Jesus today, I'd encourage you, just while other people have got their eyes closed, just raise your hand right where you are. Raise your hand right where you are. If you want to start following Jesus, if you want to restart following him, having wandered a bit, there may be people at home. I encourage you to put up your hand, and I'm going to sort of pray for you. Father God, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for those, Lord, who've got their hands up. And Lord, I pray that, Lord, your Holy Spirit, Lord, would enable them to start following you for the first time. Lord, for those, Lord, who have wandered from the pathway and need to come back to you, Lord, would your Holy Spirit just speak and touch their hearts and lives, Lord. Lord, may they start climbing with you. Lord, may they follow you. Lord, may they hear those words of encouragement from above. Lord, may they know those instructions from you. And Lord, I pray that they would, in the end, at the end of their lives, reach the top and enjoy that incredible view of paradise with you. Lord Jesus, move in power, Lord, in these people's lives, Lord, we ask. In Jesus' name, amen.